Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. This morning, as I spent time with God in my devotion time and continuing through the book, Here Am I, Discovering Your Sacred Calling in the Midst of Everyday Life. Today's topic was on being called through the gospel. The devotion I write about the power of words. We discover that, I think, from the very beginning of God speaking everything into creation. As we read in the early account in Genesis of the creation of the world, that God said, let there be light, and there was light, and the power of God's word. And then when John describes Jesus coming onto the earth, he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That everything in existence was created through him. And even beyond the biblical accounts, most of us recognize the power of words because of the power they have had in our life. Survey after survey and study after study will show the power of words in the way children react in school. The power of words in the way we react to one another. And so when Paul writes to the Thessalonians and says that everything that they have, everything that's available to them in Christ, are things that they've been called to through the gospel, through the words of good news, through the message of Jesus. Sometimes I wonder if we recognize the value of what we've been called through. Do we still value the words of God, the scriptures that we have, the gospels, the good news of Jesus? Or do we relegate them to his stories? Nice stories oftentimes, but not something to build a transformation of life on. So many times we are accused in Christian circles of watering down the gospel, of not telling the good news as Jesus did. And yet the good news of Jesus is very aggressive in its transforming power. And it does so by a call to love one another. To love people who are similar to you, to love people who are different from you, to love people that you like, to love people that you hate, to love people who are your friends, to love people who are your enemies. From the beginning of the teachings of Jesus all the way through his death, burial, and resurrection, Jesus constantly was pointing people to the good news that can be found in him. You see, we can do a lot of things that some people will find attractive. But almost anything that we do that attracts some people will not attract others. And And yet God says it's the power of the gospel, the dynamite of the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation. God describes the gospel and the power that it contains as being dynamite. To break up the hardness of our heart. To transform the hatred that resides within us. You see, we've been called through the gospel to a life that's different. Different from what the world offers. Today, as we live through some very challenging and confusing and chaotic times, I don't know about you, but my social media feed is filled with people telling me how I ought to react, how I ought to respond, how my reaction and my response ought to be similar to theirs, or is it isn't real. It isn't enough, or it's somehow lacking. And yet very few of these statements ever contain the words of the gospel, ever contain the real power of change. You see, the power of the gospel, one of the great things about it is it's for everybody. Rich or poor, black or white, young or old, male or female, God says He calls every one of us to Himself through that power of the gospel, through the good news of Jesus, through a power that transforms and resurrects us from our being dead in sin. Anything that we do that leaves out the power of God will always fall short. We can mend fences, we can do the right things, we can walk with the right attitude and language. But if we've not dealt with the sin issue, the sin of anger, the sin of greed, the sin of hatred, the sin of racial hatred. The sin of complacency, the sin of not caring, the sin of not loving. You see, until we are transformed by the power of the gospel so that we deal with those in our own life, we're constantly going to return to those things, no matter what kind of program we put into place to cover the wounds for a season. You see, the good news of the gospel says that we all stand on level ground at the foot of the cross. It's there that we realize that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That there is none righteous, no, not one. You see, as we live through the chaos of COVID-19 and all of the restrictions that it brought about, and now the social chaos of anger, frustration, injustice, and a growing impatience. How do we pray? How do we talk to God about what we see and hear around us? Sometimes I think it's best to use the words of God's people, the prophets that we read of in Scripture. The prophets who would call out, "Oh Lord, we don't know what to do. It feels like we're surrounded, but our eyes are upon you." Today is we live life. Live as one that's called through the gospel. Live as one whose life is based on that calling, on those words of good news. You see, when we live as those called through the gospel, we begin to share the gospel in greater ways. We begin to be instruments of good news. I would encourage you to think about what you comment on, to think about what you share, to think about the good news that it contains, if it contains any. To spend time with God, asking Him what needs to change in your life before you insist on what needs to change in the lives of others. You see, God constantly calls us to Himself through the gospel. And He calls us to share that gospel, that good news of Jesus, with others. So as we pray today, consider how you need to change and consider who you need to share the good news with. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you are a God that has called us to yourself through the words of Scripture, through the words of Jesus, through the words of the gospel, the good news about Jesus. And Father, as we live in this very interactive social media age, may we constantly be mindful of the words that we share, the power that they contain for good or for evil. Remind us constantly of your calling to us through the gospel, to be instruments that share that gospel with others. Oh, Father, forgive us for the hatred, the anger, the complacency, for the racism that has existed for longer than any of us have been alive. But not just forgive us for that which has existed, but forgive us for that which exists in us. Father, we come not just seeking forgiveness, but transformation. As we discover seeds and roots and trees of any of that in our life, give us the courage and willingness through your Spirit to remove it and be done with it, to put it away completely. Father, give us a heart of compassion for one another, a heart that recognizes the differences that exist among brothers and sisters that respond to things in different ways and different expressions, but feel the same hurt and sorrow. Father, forgive us for our self-righteousness of insisting that our way is the only way to respond to anything, when we recognize and know and accept fully that your way is the only way to respond to anything, the only correct way. Father, I continually pray that this virus would be removed from the face of the earth, that you would be honored and glorified by your work in the midst of it. I pray that all of our actions, our words, would be words that heal and not hurt, would be words that build up and not tear down, would be words that bind the wounds and not cut the flesh, would be words of hope and not despair. Father, as we live in these uncertain and very confusing times, may we grow in certainty as everything that we do becomes based on the good news of Jesus. May we never waver, may we never doubt the power that the gospel contains. Father, as we represent Jesus as light in this dark world, may we hold fast and freely share the good news, which is your power for salvation. Father, I continue to pray for the children of our families, our communities, our nation, the images that many of them are exposed to. I pray for wisdom and for parents who are trying to navigate what's appropriate and not appropriate for their children to know and to see and to experience. I pray that the images of the rioting and protest, and whether it's dealing with racism or COVID-19 restrictions or whatever it is, would not create unnecessary fear in the life of our children, would not plant seeds of hatred or division or anger in them, seeds that would grow unnoticed until it's fully born and hard to maintain and control and to remove. And so, Father, help us to be wise in the way we protect and train and raise up our children. Father, as we continually look to you, may we admit the times that we don't know what to do, as we keep our eyes fixed on you no matter what. And Father, may our knowledge and acceptance of our not knowing what to do drive us even further into your word and into relationship with Jesus, that his Spirit would lead us, direct us, and guide us in all things. Father, as we approach another weekend and begin this Saturday, may our life be lived in praise of you, that our gathering to worship you would be sweet and pleasant, whether we're gathering in person, in small groups, or from wherever we are. May we recognize the power of your word within the body. Father, may that word that spoke creation into existence speak into our lives a new creation that lives and acts and breathes and does life differently, because we've been transformed by that power of the gospel. Father, today, may we be mindful of those that are around us that need to hear the good news of Jesus. May we always be mindful of how we share that good news. May we talk about the hope that it was within us with the gentleness and respect that you tell us we ought to have. Father, today as we interact with people at whatever level that we do, whether it's in person, on social media, phone calls, however it happens, may we recognize that you alone have the power to change us and the power to change them. And so may we lift up Jesus in all things, that he would draw us and he would draw others to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. I do pray that God would richly bless you today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.